Chancellor Severud started his tenure at Syracuse University by living in a residence hall for 10 days last December. Today, sessions featuring student ideas and university employees reflecting on accomplishments showed where he wants his focus.
So we've been around 144 years, and it's kind of an accumulation of what all these people have done for 144 years, and I wanted to celebrate that more than anything else.
Faculty at the inauguration praised Severud for immersing himself in the university this past 3 months since taking over from Nancy Cantor. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor highlighted his values, intelligence, the fact that he's a good listener and doer and cares about people. She says she's been telling Severud for 15 years he should become a university president. SU students are already feeling a connection in weekly emails sent out to the university community.
I love the emails. I think they're so nice because it shows he's really trying to immerse himself in Syracuse culture.
Sometimes it's nice to, like, I guess, know what he's doing.
It helps keep me updated about what he's thinking and what he wants to do with the community. I think that's pretty cool.
At his inauguration, Severud detailed 4 areas he'd like to focus on: enhancing undergraduate education, empowering research excellence, embracing change, and to become the best university for veterans. A number of dignitaries from the area, the mayor, the county executive, a Congress member, the police chief, and business leaders were also at the inauguration. He told them that the best thing Syracuse University can be for the city is a great, thriving, engaged, global university. Reporting from the Syracuse University Quad, Chris Bolt, WAER News.